when people actually died of it before they knew that it was appendicitis. You know what they called it? And if I had eaten something that did not agree with me, and it would not stay down, you'd say I had to
regurgitate.
Well, and would you usually use this word if you were just around the house?
Vomit.
And if he was really pretty bad this way, you might say he was leaning over the fence and
heaving.
Right. What's another phrase for this? Something like I might take a glass and hurl it across the room.
Throwing up.
Alright, which is the cruder term and which is the more polite one? Well, regurgitate naturally would be the most polite. But of the vomiting, throwing up, and what was the other one you said? Heaving, maybe?
Heaving.
Which would be the more polite of these three?
I believe throwing up.
Have you ever heard the phrase upchuck?
Yes. I've heard puking.
Would you classify this as polite or crude?
Very, very crude.
Now, if this same person had vomited, you would say he was sick.
That is so.
And she had hardly got the news when she came right over. Why? She'd gotten some good news, and she had hardly got it before she came right over and
told me.
And if you invite somebody to come and see you this evening and you want to tell them, you'll be disappointed. If they don't show up, you might say, now if you don't come, I
will be disappointed.
And if you both are going to be glad to see me, you'd say, you both are going to be glad to see me, you'd say,
we will be glad to see you.
Could you use the word proud in the same sense?
Yes.
And this would mean just almost the same thing as glad.
Happy to see you.
If Marv were here and had purchased this heater, he'd say, if you do that again, I'll
spank.
You were telling us earlier in the tape about your husband coming over to the gristmill to see you more or less before you were married. Now, when he began to pay serious attention to you, you said he was, what would you classify this, getting serious about a girl?
He was becoming interested.
And when he actually came to see you, you'd say he was
courting.
Any other terms? Maybe, what term would your grandparents, let's say, have used?
Sparking.
Okay, now, courting and sparking then would be used if they were serious. Would there be different terms if they were not so serious? Or would you classify it all as courting or sparking?
No, I don't think all of it would be.
Well, what are some of the degrees?